In keeping with the theme of Wednesday, my scripture selection comes to us from the book of James, and we're having a study that very misunderstood book. And I read not too long ago, maybe a month or so, that James is the least preached about book of the Bible. And Titus is right behind it. But I think there's a lot of wisdom, to use my title, that we can gain from the book of James. And Proverbs is full of verses that tells us about wisdom. And here James is talking about the same thing. So let us hear from the book of James, chapter 1, verses 4 and 5. But let patience have its perfect work, that you may be perfect and complete, lack nothing. If any of you lacks wisdom, let him ask of God, who gives to all liberally and without reproach, and it will be given to him. Now, if you will, turn with me to chapter 3, beginning with verse 13. Who is wise and understanding among you? Let him show by good conduct that his works are done in the meekness of wisdom. But if you have bitter envy and self-seeking in your hearts, do not boast and lie against the truth. This wisdom does not descend from above, but is earthly, sensual, demonic. For where envy and self-seeking exist, confusion and every evil thing are there. But the wisdom that is from above is pure, then peaceable, then gentle, willing to yield, full of mercy, good fruits, without partiality, and without hypocrisy. Now the fruit of righteousness is sown in peace by those who make peace. May we go to God in prayer. Lord, we thank you for this scripture and all scripture of your holy book. Lord, we ask that you open our hearts and our minds to receive this message this morning. We ask you to fill us with your love and your understanding, and one more, wisdom. In Christ's name we pray, amen. Today we're going to talk about wisdom as it comes to us from the book of James. In order to live different, as he talks about, one of the major goals of our lives is to seek wisdom. Proverbs is full of verses calling us to pursue wisdom. Over half of the book of Proverbs is full of such calling for us to understand where wisdom comes from. And where does it come from? From up above, our Lord and Savior. It is an essential ingredient to the successful Christian life, wisdom. Now, there's five essential ingredients that's in the Scripture that I would like to highlight this morning. The first thing is the invitation. In verse 5, the first of it, James starts, "If any of you," God's wisdom is available to His children, but they must sense the need, ask, and receive it. Wisdom, like patience, is not automatically implied. There are certain things that I have a lot of patience with. But Sue will be the first to tell you there are some things that I have little patience. And we work well together because things that she has patience about, I don't, and vice versa. It's the same with wisdom. We work well together there as well. Not just the rich, not just the poor, not just the ones who serve God, not just the babes in Christ. It says, if any of you, right off the bat, this message is applicable to everyone who asks. Fathers, mothers, children, grandmothers, grandfathers, anyone and everyone who asks in the name of God. So first is the invitation. The second essential ingredient is the application. Also in verse 5, James continues, if any of you lacks wisdom. James is about to tell us what to do if we find ourselves lacking wisdom. So open up your ears and your heart. Here it comes. We're going to have to do something. We will need to take some steps to find what it is that God wants us to do in seeking wisdom. We need to realize that while God is the source of our strength, He is the source of our power. But we don't automatically have everything we need in and of itself to face life, do we? We must tap into that power, tap into that strength of God. God provides the power, but you must tap into that power. You must seek it with all of your heart, and it starts on bended knee, praying to the Lord. The third thing is the request. Also in verse 5, if we lack wisdom, James explains, we should ask of God. Who else are you going to ask? You can't ask the devil. He'll give you a different kind of wisdom, and he will be more than happy to do it. This could be translated that we should continually be asking God, God, what do I do? God, where do I go? God, what do you want me to do? God, show me the right thing in every situation. If I have all that, I have wisdom, don't I? And you too. Asking God for wisdom is a never-ending prayer request. Seeking God's face will bring us to the point of absolute dependence upon the Lord, which is exactly where our weakness is made strong. The fourth essential ingredient, the promise. Also in verse 5, wisdom is available to all who desire it. And if you are willing to daily and continually ask for it, guess what? The scripture says God will give it to you. And does the scripture lie? No. Verse 5. God gives to all liberally and without reproach. And when we ask for God for wisdom, it will be given. We have a guarantee on that. Let's look at, he will give liberally. This sentence, statement, even word, is used in 2 Corinthians chapter 8 to describe how the Macedonian churches gave generously or liberally to help others in need, and in 2 Corinthians chapter 9 to describe the church in Corinth, how it should sow generously so that they will reap generously. This word means that God will give liberally out of an abundance of riches. You know, we here at this church are blessed in many ways. Our choir, our piano players, musicians, singers, but we're blessed in other areas. I'll give you two examples this morning. The youth group, they're continually doing projects. They're seeking support for this from our church members. And while we are so grateful to our young people for doing this, we're also grateful for their advisors. Because the youth are pushing them, and they're pushing the youth, each to do a better job. And while they are giving and asking us to give, we liberally give out of an abundance of his riches. What a great God we serve. And what a great church that we are involved in. Secondly, it says, he will give graciously without finding fault. God gives us regardless of our condition, regardless of our status, regardless of our actions. God is a giving God. He finds no fault in us. Can you believe that? As sinful a people as we are. Now, I'm not Pinocchio. I'm not going to say I know your sins and then watch that nose grow. I'm speaking about myself. We are sinful human beings, and yet God forgives our past. And he forgets it. Remember when we pray, our Father, which art in heaven. That means Abba, Father, Daddy. God is our Father and our shielder and our protector, but he is also a giver as well. Any true loving father who sincerely wants the best for his children would be very proud that we are coming to him. And every time we go to God in prayer, he is the happiest person that he can be. The first of the essential ingredients was the invitation. The second was the application. The third is the request. The fourth is the promise. The fifth is the evidence that comes to us in the third chapter. So beginning with verse 13 that we read together this morning. James illustrates what wisdom looks like practically in these verses. There's no place for envy. There's no place for strife. Only true wisdom. Wisdom yields recognizable fruits of righteousness. If we would but go through life with God's wisdom instead of wisdom from the world, we will have a much different and a stronger power source, wouldn't we? That will deliver us during our trials, our tribulations. And it will guide us to more victories. And it will help us to live well with others. The heart of revival, the heart of a wise Christian, always results from the power of the Holy Spirit in that heart. I can stand up here all day and tell you what you need to know about salvation. I could stand up here and tell you how to live a more godly life, about a victorious life, about how to live differently with wisdom. But unless we all take the step, that step of faith, and tap into the power of Jesus Christ, the power of the Holy Spirit, my words will be but wasted. And so will the power that is there for the asking. So all we need to do, if you hear this scripture, pray to your God continually, our God. Ask for wisdom. Seek that wisdom and that special prayer life today. Amen. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you that we can come to you in our time of need, and you guarantee us that you will answer us with wisdom. We thank you, Father, that we can live in wisdom because of you. And Lord, we just love you and thank you for being such a generous God. We thank you and love you and ask you to continue being with us. In Christ's name we pray. Amen. If you haven't given your life to Christ and would like to do so, please come forward. If you would like to join our church, please come forward and join our church. We would love to have you. If you've got something heavy on your heart and would like to pray about it, come forward. That's what the altar is for. Prayer to the Almighty God. He does answer our prayers. Stand as we sing, "Oh, the blood of Jesus."